worry about anything but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Thanks for joining us today. This is the Hour of Intercession. I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. We invite you to look with us in the Gospel of Luke, Luke chapter 10, beginning at verse 25. And behold, a certain lawyer stood up and tested him, saying, "Teacher, what shall I do to inherit eternal life?" He said to him, "What is written in the law? What is your reading of it?" So he answered and said, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself." And he said to him, "You've answered rightly. Do this, and you will live." But he, wanting to justify himself, said to Jesus, "And who is my neighbor?" Then Jesus answered and said, "A certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among thieves, who stripped him of his clothing, wounded him, and departed, leaving him half dead. Now by chance a certain priest came down that road, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. Likewise a Levite, when he arrived at the place, came and looked and passed by on the other side. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was, and when he saw him, he had compassion. So he went to him and bandaged his wounds, pouring on oil and wine. And he set him on his own animal, brought him to an inn, and took care of him. On the next day, when he departed, he took out 2 denarii, gave them to the innkeeper, and said to him, 'Take care of him, and whatever more you spend when I come again, I will repay you.' So which of these three do you think was neighbor to him who fell among the thieves?" And he said, "He who showed mercy on him." Then Jesus said to him, "Go and do likewise." Now it happened as they went that he entered a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha welcomed him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, who also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha was distracted with much serving, and she approached him and said, "Lord, do you not care that my sister's left me to serve alone? Therefore, tell her to help me." And Jesus answered and said to her, "Martha, Martha, you are worried and troubled about many things. But one thing is needed, and Mary has chosen that good part, which will not be taken away from her." Again, the Gospel of Luke, chapter 10, verses 25 to 42. Father, we thank you for your word that blesses us and helps us and empowers us in so many ways. Thank you for the privilege of being able to hear your voice directly every day as we simply open your word. Thank you for the words of guidance, counsel, direction, encouragement, and empowerment that you speak to us and pour into us as we read and meditate on your word. Father, thank you for the wisdom of the passage we looked at. Thank you for how that you've called us to be your hands and feet in a world that's been beat up and left on the side of the road for dead. Help us, Lord, to be wise enough by your grace and by the empowerment of your spirit to learn to live a lifestyle of sitting at your feet, listening to you, receiving our marching orders, and going forth as available, obedient vessels through which your spirit can accomplish your perfect will. Help us, Lord, to learn the wisdom of having a Mary kind of heart in a Martha kind of world, a world where so many are distracted because of what they see and often aren't listening to your word and your spirit. Help us, Lord, to live a lifestyle of listening to you always, a lifestyle of keeping our ear always to be listening for you, your word, and your wisdom, and your voice. And help us, Lord, to live with the goal of always simply being your vessels to be through which you can work to accomplish what you want done on any given day. We thank you and we praise you for your goodness. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Thanks again for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Our producer is Rick Robertson. Rick's going to share a word of prayer with us at this time as well.
Father, what a hope we have today that you are our peace. It's not good circumstances. It's not a good bank account, a good relationship with other people that is our peace. You are our peace today, and we rest in you. We lean on you today, Father. We look to you to bring peace to our hearts. We pray, Father, for our listening family, those who might be struggling right now, who might be far from peaceful, Father, we pray that you would work in their hearts, that you would draw them near to yourself, that you would possibly send people their way that might encourage them, that the broadcast today would be something that would encourage them, that would help them to simply to rest in you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Rick. And thank you again for being a part of our listening family. And on an ongoing basis, of course, we're encouraging you to please take time to go to our Facebook pages, Hour of Intercession and Hour of Intercession Live, and like the pages. We would like the both pages. We would really, really appreciate that. We always desire your prayers, prayer for the Spirit of God to really accomplish His perfect will continually throughout our whole network and ministry, that we would be the vessel as the American Family Association that the Lord would have us to be. And want to remind you also, too, an important action point that the American Family Association is encouraging you to get involved with. AFA is encouraging and urging listeners to send an email to our president, President Biden, insisting that he safely help to evacuate all Americans and Afghan allies who are stranded behind enemy lines. Just a few specific things to be mindful of. The president has restricted U.S. troops in Afghanistan only to the airport in Kabul, and actually thousands of American citizens are trapped behind enemy lines. So these are serious issues for believers to be both praying about and concerned about as well. Americans are stranded with no military escort and no secure corridor to safely evacuate as well. Also, Americans must pass through Taliban checkpoints to reach the airport. Americans that are trying to reach the airport have been beaten by Taliban fighters thus far, and Americans are now warned by the U.S. Embassy in Kabul not to travel to the airport because of potential security threats in the areas where they live in Afghanistan. President Biden's decision to withdraw military personnel prior to evacuating all Americans and Afghan allies really is a tragedy and a disaster, to be quite honest. And so British and French forces are rescuing their citizens and Afghan allies, but President Biden has continued to refuse to help escort our fellow American citizens by leaving them stranded. We're encouraging you to do at least two things to help take action. Go to AFA's website at www.afa.net and send an email to President Biden. Again, that's the website is www.afa.net. And insist that President Biden use military forces to rescue fellow Americans and Afghan allies. We hope that you will get involved because these are things we can do. We're encouraging you first to pray for the whole operation, to pray for the safety and God's grace to be at work in and around both American citizens and allies, as well as the church that is there in Afghanistan. But once again, you can go to www.afa.net and send an email to the president towards that end. Hope that you will get involved. We're blessed once again to have with us a fellow intercessor and a servant of the Lord, and a Christian lady who's also an entrepreneur and a number of other things as well, Sister Abina Banda. Sister Abina, how are you today?
I'm doing well, Pastor. How are you?
Doing very well, very well. Great to have you once again. And if you'll take a moment to just once again to introduce yourself, some of our listeners will remember you, some may not, but introduce yourself. And then we want to share with our listeners what we'll be looking at on the broadcast for today.
Lovely. Thank you, all American Family Radio family. Yes, I'd like to repeat that. How are you? I pray that the Lord has been faithful to you and everything that you're doing. My name is Abina Banda. I am with Lipstick High Heels and Prayer. It's a praying and intercessory group for women and children. But we do invite, of course, our men and everybody as well. And like Pastor said, I'm into a few other things. I'm an entrepreneur myself, but mostly I like to focus on the kingdom of God and what I can do to be a blessing to my humanity. So thank you once again for inviting me, Pastor.
All right. Well, thank you again for being with us today. And today our focus, our goal largely on the broadcast is a call to prayer for the church, for the world as a whole, and in particular, once again, praying for the concerns and the matters going on in the nation of Afghanistan, and for the challenges and things going on in the nation of Haiti as well. But there will be other things we want to look at today as well. And Sister Abin, as we begin, I want to ask if you'll share. You have some unique perspectives just from your background that you can share to help shed light on some of the challenges that we're facing today, but in particular, challenges that maybe women and children may be facing in times of crises, like what we see in Afghanistan and Haiti as well. Would you share your heart?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you. So I'm from Ghana in West Africa, and of course, it's a third world country. While I would say that Ghana has been blessed, a lot of people don't know about Ghana. Ghana was once a British colony, so that's where I get my little British accents from. I've been asked several times. The nation, actually, I'll say largely about 60% of the population are Christians. That's quite remarkable. Based on the prayer, the intercessions that go on, Ghana has enjoyed a peaceful, non-war kind of life. However, you are bordered by other countries that are warring, and sometimes it's just like a miracle how it never transcends into our nation in Ghana. And because of that, we were kind of first-hand witnesses to really the remnant of war. You know, Ivory Coast, I remember, had a very brutal war for a very long time. Some of them were sneaking over the border. They had to come. We had to evacuate people. I grew up in classrooms with children that were refugees, and it makes me a little emotional talking about it, because you have to see it to understand. And I know sometimes that we think, oh, I'm sorry, guys. Jesus, help us. Sometimes we think it's happening like thousands and thousands of miles away. The United States is a blessed country, and if you sit here every day, if you wake up, I don't care what it is that you're going through, just be grateful and thank God for your life, that you're an American citizen, that you sit in a nation that you can get up in the morning and not be hearing the sounds of guns just rumbling everywhere around you. This is the life of most people that are out there in Afghanistan right now. And when I see the videos and the clips that come out on you know, sometimes I can't even watch the news. Mm-hmm. And a lot of immigrants that you might see around, refugees who run to the United States for shelter, they can't even watch it because it's like they're reliving their life all over again. Mm-hmm. It's not a pretty thing. It is not a pretty thing. And that's why God is asking us, the church, to really, really stand up and pray for the peace of the world, but not just praying, but there's a lot we have to do. We have to do a lot more than just praying. Mm-hmm. To also use our time and our resources. War is not good. It is not good. It's a disruptor of people's lives. The life as you know it, can you imagine? People are living their lives, going to school, going to work, you know, making families, building their families. And then in a twinkle of an eye, everything that they've ever lived their lives for is taken from them. Everything. Mm-hmm. Everything. Father is arrested. You know, children are running away for safety. Mm-hmm. It's Jesus, may you have mercy, Lord. Mm-hmm. Pastor, it's very deep. It is very not good. And right. I pray that God will give us the sensitivity, not just, I mean, we as people can, like Pastor said, we can write to the president. We can write to our leaders to do something about this. Mm-hmm. But we pray that God will touch the heart of the leaders. Mm-hmm. to do something. Right. It's real, people.
Well, Sister Bennett, let me just mention, we're coming up on a break, and on the other side of the break, I'm going to ask if you'll kind of start us off to really pray for the church and pray for intercessors as a whole to really begin to do our part, which is manifold in terms of what we can and are called to do. We'll be right back. You're listening of Intercession.
I lift every fear to the heavens, watch them disappear in your presence.
by one, they fall into perfect peace. You know everything, you listen through my anxious thoughts with compassion. One by one, they fall into perfect peace. So I will be still. Oh, I will be still and know that you are. Know that you are God. Every wall I face, every giant, every lasting chain, every lion, one by one they fall into perfect peace. So I will be still. Oh, I will be still. And know that you are. Know that you are God. Oh, I will be still.
The music of Amanda Lindsay Cook with Still. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. Our phone guest today is Sister Abina Bonda. She's a fellow intercessor amongst other kingdom matters that she is a part of. Sister Abina, as we begin this this segment, I want to ask if you'll really lift up the church and then specifically pray for the things that are on your heart as it relates to some of the matters we've discussed so far.
Thank you, Jesus. Father, we thank you, O Lord, and we bless you for your church, O God. And before I even head to the prayer, let me speak to the body of Christ. We were raised for a time like this. Our lives is not just us, just our families. As Pastor read earlier in Luke, there's the second greatest commandment. Jesus made that love your neighbor as yourself. And he talks about who our neighbors are. Whether it's thousands of miles away, any human being other than yourself and family that's your neighbor. So we are praying that the Lord will lift us up. Sometimes it's fear, and there are churches on the ground. There are believers in this nation. And unfortunately for you and I, in a nation like that, believers become the targets. They are the ones they're looking for to execute and destroy. So, Father, we are praying, O God. We are sending your angels, O God, warring angels to Afghanistan, my God. Father, there are churches that there are people who have not bowed to Baal. There are people who have lifted up their hands to you. There are people who have done things right in your kingdom.
Yes,
there are people
Lord,
who
Jesus.
Are drawing people in Afghanistan to your glory, O God. But Lord, Jeremiah said, why do the wicked prosper? Why do these things happen, O Lord? Only you know. But, Father, we know that you save and protect your own. So, Father, for the church in Afghanistan, for the churches in that district, in that area, those that are afraid because they know that they are the immediate target, just because of your name, my God, may people not perish because of your name. May your people not perish because they lifted you high, Jesus. May you provide a shelter and strength and warmth around them, O God, where there is no way you've made a way. Just, O Lord, those that have been imprisoned, O God, just as you walked into the prison to rescue Paul and Silas, just as you walked into the prison to take Peter out, O God, we are asking for the same dimension of miracle in Afghanistan for your believers, O God. We are asking, O God, that you are going to be the angel that watches over them. Father, be a pillar of cloud in the daytime, shielding them and walking them to their destiny, O God. Father, escaping, showing them routes that they do not even know, my God. And we are praying, O God, that in the night you will be a pillar of fire to protect them and to guide them, O God. This is like Egypt all over again, Jesus. Your people are experiencing Egypt all over again. Father, the fears, the pain, resources, some of them don't even have good drinking water, just water to live on, O God. They're in panic and they're in fear, God. We are asking for your mercy. We are asking for your mercy, Jesus. We are asking for your mercy, God. We are asking for your mercy. You are El Gibor, the Lord our warrior. Father, we are asking, oh God, that you would descend in this land and territory, oh God. Father, let us have testimonies and miracles even in this season, oh God. Let things that people do not expect happen for the good of your people, oh God. And Lord, we are praying for the body of Christ all over. Father, we are praying for oneness and understanding. We are praying for oneness and unity, O God, that we will all come together and say enough is enough. The destruction of life, O Lord, you did not create us to come into this world and to take each other out. You created us so we can live in harmony, O God. So Lord, we are praying and asking that you wake up your church, O God. You wake up your church, O God. You empower us with wisdom and knowledge. You empower us with the same compassion and the love that you had, that you gave it all up just to die for us, oh God. So we are asking that that compassion be instilled and are walking in us again, oh God.
Thank you.
And Lord, we are praying that you bless us with resources that we can use to be a blessing.
Yes,
not just our voice and our knees in prayer, but Lord, bless the work of our hands. Any believer that is out there saying, Lord, if I had something, I would give. If I had something, I would give. Lord, I am asking that you see their hearts and you bless them with resources, oh Lord. Bless them with our time. Bless them with our passion. Bless them with everything that we need, oh God, to be able to sustain and to lift your people up, my God. Father, we will not succumb to fear. We will not succumb to threats. We will not succumb to intimidation from any other force that is not from you.
Thank you, Lord.
So, Father, strengthen us. Strengthen our faith. Sometimes we hide in times like this because we are afraid to use our voices to impact the world. We are afraid because of the ramifications. We are afraid of the labeling. We are afraid of the name calling of God. But if we do not stand up, who will?
Thank you, Lord.
So, Lord, we are asking, empower us and strengthen us, Jesus. Empower us and strengthen us, Holy Spirit. Not just with voices, but give us the confidence, oh Lord. Father, like Esther, he said, I will go to the king for my people, and if I perish, I perish. Lord, we are praying for that kind of confidence, oh God.
That
it is not about us, but it's about your kingdom. And it's about saving people, because this is what you have trained us. This is what you keep teaching us through your word. To be able to do for humanity. Be merciful, Lord, and give us what we need to extol and establish your kingdom on earth.
Thank you,
Father, that your kingdom will not perish in Afghanistan. Your kingdom will not perish in Haiti. The people will not ask, where is the God that I've called on? This is a time, O God, for you to show them how great you are, for you to show them how mighty you are, for you to show them that you are El Gibor. Thank you, Jesus. We bless your holy name. In the mighty name of Jesus, we have prayed. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Father, I do thank you for the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ all over the world. Thank you for your hand of grace upon us. Thank you for the privilege we have of being able to be vessels and instruments in your hands through which you can pour your love, your grace, your peace, and your light, and your compassion upon a world that desperately needs to see and receive that which only you can give. Help us to recognize, Lord, that every believer is an available vessel through which you can do your work. Father, anoint us all afresh with the spirit of prayer. Help us to be a people that are interceding on behalf, especially of our brothers and sisters who are in difficult places and dangerous and stormy places at this point in time in their lives, in their part of the world. Help us to know, Lord, that every nation experiences its storms and that you're bigger than all the storms that they face, Lord. Lord, help us to pray, continue to lift up Afghanistan and Haiti and other nations who are in need at this point in time. But help us to know, Lord, also that along with our prayers, there's so much more that you call us to do. Help us to be wise enough and diligent to do our due diligence to find out what ministries are out there who are on the ground carrying your work and your will, the gospel and your compassion, hands and feet on the ground to help people at this point in time. Father, thank you for those ministries that are there. Thank you for the church that is there. Help the church to know exactly how to rise up and be your fully available ambassadors in these places to represent you with your power, your grace, your love, your mercy, and your compassion. We thank you and we praise you. Thank you for us as the church, your church all over the world, and thank you for us as your nation as well here and what you would have us to do. Help us, Lord, as the church and as a nation, to put you first. Help us to make no graven images. Lord, help us to not take your name in vain. Help us, Lord, to remember the Sabbath day, to keep it holy. Help us, Lord, to honor our fathers and our mothers. Help us to not murder. Help us to not commit adultery. Help us to not steal. Help us to tell the truth. Help us to not covet. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Sister Ben, I'm going to read a passage from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 4. Actually, I'm going to read a little bit of an extended passage, verses 1 through 30, and it deals with both the temptation of Christ, but also the message of Christ as well. Luke chapter 4, starting at verse 1. Then Jesus, being filled with the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness, being tempted for 40 days by the devil, and in those days he ate nothing. And afterward, when they had ended, he was hungry. And the devil said to him, "If you are the Son of God, command this stone to become bread." But Jesus answered him, saying, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God." Then the devil, taking him up on a high mountain, showed him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. And the devil said to him, "All this authority I will give you and their glory, for all this has been delivered to me, and I give it to whomever I wish. Therefore, if you will worship before me, all will be yours." And Jesus answered and said to him, "Get behind me, Satan, for it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only you shall serve." Then he brought him to Jerusalem, set him on the pinnacle of the temple, and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down from here. For it is written, he shall give his angels charge over you to keep you, and in their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone." And Jesus answered and said to him, "It has been said, you shall not tempt the Lord your God." Now when the devil had ended every temptation, he departed from him until an opportune time. Then Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit to Galilee, and news of him went out through all the surrounding region, and he taught in their synagogues, being glorified by all. So he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up. And as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up to read. And he was handed the book of the prophet Isaiah. And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it is written, The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. Then he closed the book and gave it back to the attendant and sat down. And the eyes of all who were in the synagogue were fixed on him. And he began to say to them, "Today, this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing." So all bore witness to him and marveled at the gracious words which proceeded out of his mouth. And they said, "Is this not Joseph's son?" He said to them, "You will surely say this proverb to me, 'Physician, heal yourself. Whatever we have done, whatever we have heard done in Capernaum, do also here in your country.'" Then he said, "Assuredly, I say to you, no prophet is accepted in his own country. But I tell you truly, many widows were in Israel in the days of Elijah, when heaven was shut up 3 years and 6 months, and there was a great famine throughout all the land. But to none of them was Elijah sent except to Zarephath in the region of Sidon, to a woman who was a widow. And many lepers were in Israel in the time of Elisha the prophet, and none of them was cleansed except Naaman the Syrian. So all those in the synagogue, when they heard these things, were filled with wrath and rose up and thrust him out of the city. And they led him to the brow of the hill on which their city was built, that they might throw him down over the cliff. Then passing through the midst of them, he went his way." Verses 1 through 30, Luke chapter 4. And Sister Bina, I think of this passage in particular, the passage which, again, helps us to see, number one, that, of course, the Lord Jesus, who is the Son of God and the Son of Man, he was tempted by the devil, but was not thrown off, even when the devil tried to use scripture on him. You know, The devil was trying to use the word of God on the word himself. And of course, he was defeated each time he tried. But at the same time, then Jesus came and proclaimed this wisdom of God's mission that he was on, quoting from the book of Isaiah. And he laid out his mission and the mission the church is called to as well. And yet we see where the quote unquote people of God so not only rejected Jesus, but wanted to kill him. And how easy it is for people who say they love the Lord can be so off and miss him so tremendously when we're not listening to the word of God and the spirit of God as well. So we're coming up on a break in a moment, but if you'd like to begin to kind of share your thoughts, and we'll pick up on the other side of the break, but any thoughts that come to mind right offhand as you listen to the words of wisdom of this passage?
So before we go to the break, quickly, I wanted to reiterate what he said in Luke 4:18. It says, proclaim good news to the poor, as well as liberty to the captives, recover the sight of the blind, and bring liberty to those who are oppressed. And I want to say that when we come back from the break, these are some of the things that become the remnant of war. People are put in poverty, people become oppressed, and people are literally held captive. So we're going to talk a little bit more, especially for women and children, to see
We'll pick up right there on the other side of the break then. Our phone guest today is Sister Abina Bonda. We'll be right back.
This is the story of a runaway with no way home and no way out. I threw the best of me away. I had my chance. It's too late now. Too far gone and too ashamed to think that you'd still know my name. But love refused to let my story end that way. Found my way to you. I couldn't cross that distance, even if I wanted to. You came running after me when anybody else would have turned and left me at my worst. Love moved first. Oh. What kind of grace, relentless grace, would chase this rebel down. Crawl into this prisoner's cage, take my hand and pull me out. You knew I couldn't make the change, so you became the change in me. And now I live to tell the story of the God who rescued.
Music from the group Casting Crowns, Love Moved First. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. Father, we thank you again for the fact that you are love. Father, you don't just simply exhibit love or represent love. You are love. Your word teaches us that very, very clearly. And we know, Lord, that love gives. Lord, you've also called us. You've commanded us as your people. You've told us to imitate you. Help us to live in such a way, Lord, that we embody the love that your spirit is. And every day as we simply listen to you and obey your word and follow your spirit, that we too will carry the message of love to a world that desperately needs to hear and receive that message. Teach us and empower us as your church to live a life full of compassion, a life of grace, a life of mercy, a life that seeks to be the full blessing you'd have us to be. Help us to be mindful, Lord, that there's so much work to be done. So many people that need to hear the gospel, the greatest message in all the world. People that need to see a hand of love. Many who've only seen what, from their perspective, is a harsh, brutal, cruel world that has beat them up and left them on the side of the road for dead. Lord, help us to be your hands and feet faithfully every day of our lives. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Thanks again for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Our phone guest is Sister Abina Banda. And Sister Abina, would you pick up where you left off before we went into our break?
Yes, sir. So right before the break, we were talking about some of the things that happen to women and children in war. And I was watching a clip on the news coming from Afghanistan where they were, one of the leaders, of course, there was a promise that they're going to protect the rights of women and other things. And I kind of smirked at it because it's never really true. It is the women and children are like the victims. And if you read old law rules and other things in times of war, they should be the ones that are exempt, but it's not true. They become victims of death. You know, women die. They are injured. There is a lot of sexual violence against women. Malnutrition. There is illness. They are disabled. They some of them suffer all kinds of mutilations and other things. That the post-traumatic stress disorders that happen, depression, anxiety, a lot of mental health, I mean, illness just are developed. And it's hard, especially for the women, because mothers are stuck with their children. There is no man in the house. Mm-hmm. They're taking the man. They either take their husbands, you know, kill their husbands. Their male children are forced into a life of war to become part of the rebel factors. They didn't sign up for that. You know, you have women who have their children ripped apart from them. Some of them, in order to survive, they have to choose to become unlawful, unwilling wives of these people. And one of the things that tore my heart into pieces, one of the clips I was watching on the news, this mother having the child, trying to put their child to safety, and she's just standing there crying because she cannot even be put to safety. She would rather have their child go first. This is real. And I pray that we can strengthen the women and encourage them. I don't know how many words of encouragement that we can give out, but it's only through the Spirit of God that can do this. It is a very, very unhealthy environment. It is unhealthy for women. It is unhealthy. The fear that you see in their eyes when you watch these news, it's real. It is real fear. And for me, as a mother and as a woman myself, I cannot even picture it. I cannot picture it. Mm-hmm. And let me share with you, I went to a boarding school because we were in the British system. Most of the prestigious schools, usually they were boarding school. And some of the young children that became refugees from the Liberian War and the Ivorian War, you know, they had to come to school with us. Mm-hmm. And you could see the pain. They were sad all the time. You know, no matter what we try to do to welcome them, you know, make them family. And I could feel it being torn away from your family, your nuclear family, the family that God brought you into, Pastor. It was scary. Mm-hmm. I remember one lady in my class that we became best friends because we wanted to do everything for her. And we could tell in the night in the dorm in her room, she'd be crying all the time. This was an emotional thing that stuck with her for life. You know, and it's unfortunate because the children then also start repeating a lot. They start acting out because they've seen all this violence. They've seen all that. And it takes a lot of an emotional journey and toll on their lives. Mm-hmm. You know, they don't even know even if it's worth living for. Like, why am I in this strange country? Why am I around strange people, not my own friends? Mm-hmm. And this is real. This is so real. It is so hard. It is so hard to live it. One of my very good pastor friends, she's a reverend minister, that actually invited me to speak at a women's conference last weekend. And she has a book that she actually channeled her story through war. And this is a woman that endured it. You know, she was pregnant through war, slept in the forest for weeks and hours. And I was telling her, I was in a room filled with women who have actually survived war. And the emotion, the Holy Spirit led me, and we started praying. And you could tell the emotions just came out in tears and crying. Mm-hmm. So I said, we need to probably get them to talk about it. Let's do a podcast series where these women talk about their experiences with the war. It would really help awaken the church. to understand that the promises that they make, it's not really a promise. They're not promising to protect women and children. No, it's really, it's just good for the cameras. Mm-hmm. But what is happening to them in reality is far from what you see on the camera. Mm-hmm. So we need to really stand up. And I'm encouraging every women's ministry out there. There are a lot of women's ministry that are in the front line, helping these women escape, helping to bring them to safety. Some of them don't even have the passport and the required document to cross the border. Because, I mean, when you live in your own land, you have no plans of traveling. What do you need a passport for, right? Mm-hmm. See, these things are so real. They didn't plan for all this to happen to their lives. And now they are at the verge of fighting for their lives and their children. So mm-hmm. we are praying, and I'm encouraging every women's ministry out there to make it a prayer point that you will stand up, especially for the women and the children. They are the most vulnerable during the wars. They are not strong to fight for themselves, and they literally don't lose their voice completely. One of the clips I also saw was about a teacher who was talking about how far they've come into modernization and westernization. Mm-hmm. You know, these girls started schooling, they started getting education. Can you imagine something as little as even going to learn how to read is something that is being taken away from other people in other societies? Well, how blessed we are to be in this nation. So let us use that blessing. I'm encouraging all of us. Please, let us use that blessing to really bless others. That's our right. prayer, our support, and our resources for women out there. Mm-hmm. So, Father, Pastor, if you allow me, I want us to really pray for the women.
Okay.
May the Lord strengthen them, Father. Father, we pray for your Spirit of God to descend on all the women, and not just in Afghanistan, Papa, but in Haiti. The remnant of natural disasters, O God. This is a nation that has constantly and continuously continued to experience disaster upon disaster, and then violence. There is no stability. People live in fear. Women are wondering what's going to happen to them next, the Lord. We stand, O Lord, in authority as children of God, who are fortified and sanctified by the blood of Jesus. That the same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead that lives in us, O God. Father, we lift up women in every war-torn country into your hands, O Lord. The ones that know you, the ones that do not know you, Father, you created all of us, O God. And your Spirit you breathe into all of us at the time of creation. So, Papa, we are sending that Spirit, O God, to go and fortify and strengthen them, my Lord. May you encourage them, Lord. May you strengthen their faith, O God. May you give them the Spirit of power and the Spirit of love and sound-mindedness, O Lord. That even in the midst of chaos, O God, in the midst of rumblings and builders crushing, they will stand strong and say, I yes. know my God and I believe yes. in him. But Lord Jesus, you have done this before. You have taken people out of very terrible situations. In the midst of war with guns and machines and things flying, you have rescued your own. So, Father, fortify every woman. Protect them. Shield them. Be a shield around them. Be the wall of fire around them. Father, we pray for the children. They become victims of things they didn't sign up for, Jesus. They perish at the hands of wicked men because we have not learned to live in love. These children are innocent, my God. The malnutrition, the illnesses, the violence that they see, they become victims of violence themselves. Father, we are praying, oh God, that you protect the children. You said the kingdom of heaven belongs to these. Father, when a child experiences war, he wonders where is God in all this. Because if the kingdom of heaven belongs to them, O Lord, then Father, empower us to be able to protect them even in the midst of this chaos. Jesus. Father, have mercy. Father, have mercy. Father, have mercy.
Thank you.
The women that are sexually abused in the times of war. Oh, Jesus. Jesus, merciful Father. Merciful Father. May you please show them mercy. May your compassion kick in. May your compassion kick in. May you surround these women with angels of war. May your angels of war intercede, O God. May they intervene in every violent situation in their lives, O God. May they bring them to safety, Father. You've done it before in the Bible. Your Spirit carried Philip from one end to the other. Your Spirit carried the prophet Elijah from one end to the other. You have done this before, Jesus. So we are praying, oh God, that you do it again, because we know that you are not a man that you lie. Whatever you have said, it is true, and your words are yea and amen. So we know, God, that if you said that we should take heart because you have overcome this world, then Lord, we are asking for your overcoming power and grace upon women and children and upon men and young men who are being forced to pick guns and things that they do not want to do. They are being forced to do things against their will, oh God, and know that this is not your will for them, because your word says, oh Lord, that your plans for us are to give us hope for a future. There are so many women and children now, God, they cannot see the way out. They are not seeing a way out. They are asking, where is the future? Because they're seeing their future just ripped apart from them right in front of their eyes. But Lord, your word says you will give us hope for a future. So Lord, we are praying that in the midst of hopelessness and helplessness at this very minute, oh God, wherever they are this minute, oh God, may you give them the blueprint of life. May you show them what you're about to do. May you give them hope, oh God. May you fortify them, oh God. May you increase their faith, oh God. Give them strength that they did not ask for. Father, take them from one realm to the other, even through the midst of this, oh God. What looks like destruction, oh Lord, what looks like an annihilation of life, you will show them life and you will show them your grace. We thank you, Jesus. We bless you. Lord, we pray for all the women's ministries out there. But Lord, if you have really called us to do your work, Father, then put it in their heart, burden their spirit to stand and intercede for women all over the world. Not just women who come to their ministry, not just women who come to contribute to their ministry, but let them use these ministries, oh God, to bless humanity and to bless the world at large. And Lord, we are praying, oh God, for resources for your church. We are praying that anybody that makes it their business to take away resources from the church, just because we'll be able to use it to bless your kingdom. Father, may you make them your business as well. We thank you, Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Sister Bean, if someone wants to get in touch with you, how can they do that?
I'll give my phone number again. It is 240-328-3255.
All right. Thank you so much for being with us, Sister Bean. We appreciate that. And thank you for every person listening. Please pray much for the church as it continues to do its work both in Afghanistan and in Haiti and throughout the world. Thanks for listening. Join us again next time for the Hour of Intercession.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.